Hello, this is David Mack. Join me every weekday morning after the news at 10 for Coffee Break, where we take a look behind the scenes at all your favourite artists, right here on 2NUR FM 103.7. She began playing ukulele at the age of 3. Having graduated as an anthropologist, she turned her attention to music and was awarded 3 Grammy Awards for her first album. Hello, I'm David Mack with Tracy Chapman for Coffee Break. After graduating with a BA degree in anthropology and African studies, she signed a recording contract with Elektra Records.
Growing up in Cleveland, it was very difficult in the 70s. It was a volatile place. A lot of racial tension, it was economically depressed, unemployment was high. I wanted to try to find something better.
Tracy released her debut album, simply called Tracy Chapman, in 1988. The album featured her first hit, called Fast Car.
You got a fast car, I got a plan to get us out of here. Been working at the convenience store, managed to save just a little bit of money. Won't have to drive too far, across the border and into the city. You and I can both get jobs and finally see what it means to be living.
The album sold well and won 3 Grammy Awards, including Best New Artist. Her next release was Talking About a Revolution.
Don't you know you better run, 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 run.
I don't think anyone expected a record from a solo singer or songwriter to be received in the way that my first record was. I didn't expect it, of course. I had no idea what was coming.
But you can say, baby.
Baby Can I Hold You was Tracy's next worldwide hit. Her follow-up album, Crossroads, wasn't as successful as her debut album, and she began playing to a smaller and devoted audience.
Imagine there's no countries. It isn't hard to do. Nothing to kill or die for. And no religion, too.
It was exciting, of course, and scary. I had all these moments, these first moments of playing for bigger audiences. I'd started out playing in coffee houses and street performing and, playing for 200 or 300 people at the most. And then it all changed, and seemingly overnight.
Don't stand in the doorways, don't block up the hall. For he that gets hurt will be he who has stalled. There's a battle outside and it's raging. It'll soon shake your windows and rattle your walls. For the times, they are a-changing.
It's just such a radical change in your life. And mostly just in the way that people perceive you and, that you get recognized and people pay attention to what you do. Yeah, I'm not much drawn to the limelight.
1995 saw the release of her 4th album, New Beginning. It sold over 3 million copies worldwide and included the hit single, Give Me One Reason, which won the 1997 Grammy for Best Rock Song.
I just feel that we all have a role to play in trying to make the world better. And I have a chance to do that through my music.
It's Coffee Break with Tracy Chapman.
Give me one reason to stay here, and I'll turn right back around.
to stay here, and I'll turn right back around. Said I don't want to leave you lonely, you gotta make me change my mind.
And there ain't no more to say.